Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 12, and we're in verse number 13, where the Bible declares that David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. This week we've been looking at the character of repentance. And this is a sad chapter of Scripture. It's a sad narration that tells us about a man after God's own heart and how he succumbs to the lust of the flesh and then covers up that sin by having the husband eliminated, one of his own mighty men. And certainly the story of David and Bathsheba is one of the classic stories of the Scripture and is one of the most tragic stories of the Scripture. But this week we're looking at the resulting repentance that David had in his heart. And there are some things about true repentance. There is a certain character about repentance that we've been able to notice. First of all, there is the acknowledgement, David acknowledging his sin. He says, I have sinned. It wasn't that he said he had made a mistake or that he had made a poor choice or had had a moment of indiscretion, but he acknowledged his sin as sin. I would that our sin might become exceedingly sinful in this day when we water it down and call it by so many other names. And yet the Scripture teaches that it is a sin. Sin is an affront and a violation of the holiness of Almighty God. And so he acknowledged his sin. And then we saw the aggrieved by his sin. In other words, the one who sustains the most damage from all of this is the Lord. And David acknowledges that. He says, I have sinned. He didn't mention, I've sinned against Bathsheba. He didn't even say, I've sinned against Uriah. But he said, I have sinned against the Lord. And basically, he took the one who was the most dishonored. He took him and put him at the top of the list. Verse 14 says, by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. In other words, it hurt God's reputation. And it was a contempt for God's authority and a violation of God's law. And so this David accepted, and this was the truth that David acknowledged. And then there was the absence of excuses for his sin. He didn't blame any. He didn't blame anyone. He didn't. He accepted it. He didn't say Bathsheba sinned. He didn't say. He said, I have sinned, and so he had accepted, and there was an absence of excuse for his sin. Well, today it brings us to the thought, the acceptance of the punishment for his sin. It's interesting that David never uttered one word to Nathan about, now wait just a minute, that's a little bit too harsh, or you need to understand the circumstances, or you don't know the whole story. Let me tell you, this is, you know, the situation, and because of the situation, you need to be more lenient. He didn't say any of those things. You see, situational ethics, we hear how that criminals were didn't have a good childhood, and they were not raised in a good home. And somehow or another, that's supposed to water down the blood of someone that they've killed in cold blood? I think not. What I'm trying to say is that we can blame a lot of things on a lot of people, but true repentance comes when we accept the punishment for our sin. Jacob said in Genesis 32, said, I'm not worthy of the least of all of the mercies and of all the truth which thou showed unto thy servant, that we might have that sort of an attitude and that we might accept our punishment. And that's a part of repentance, taking God's side against ourselves and against our sin, and therefore being willing to take what's coming to us. Father, we pray that you'd help us to truly repent and be sorry for our sin. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.